You're listening to a special Easter edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast, a reflection of the upcoming Sunday Catholic Mass readings. And now your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Happy Easter, my brothers and my sisters. Happy Easter. Alleluia. He is risen. Yeah, you got to love Easter season. You just have to. And this is important to remember, you know, yeah, we celebrate Lent. We enter into Lent for 40 days, 47 days. But Easter, we celebrate for 49. Easter, we're going to be partying for 50 days between Easter and Pentecost. We can never forget that the light of the resurrection is always going to be brighter and last longer than even that time of Lent. So as we get to it this week for the second Sunday of Easter, let's rejoice. We have much to be thankful for. Our first reading comes from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 42 through 47. Our sponsorial psalm from Psalm 118, verses 2 through 4, verses 13 through 15, and then verses 22 through 24. It's beautiful psalm verses. You should really pray through these this week. Our second reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 9, and our gospel from St. John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. Now, most homilies this weekend, I would bet, are going to be focusing on St. Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, and this beautiful scene when Christ enters in on the first day of the week. He enters in behind the locked doors for the disciples, and he says, "Peace be with you," and he breathes the Holy Spirit upon them. And he says, as Father sent me, so I send you. And if you forgive sins, they're forgiven. If you retain sins, they're retained. This is one of the principal passages that we have in Scripture when people say, why do you have to go to a priest for confession? Why can't you just say you're sorry to Jesus? And our answer as Catholics is we are saying we're sorry to Jesus. We are going to Christ himself through this person of the priest, through the priesthood. And it's the priesthood that Christ entrusts this ability to, this retention of sins or the forgiveness of sins, that this is one of the primary gospel passages. Many homilies will focus on this part when Christ breathes out the Spirit. Others will focus, probably most will focus on Thomas not being present in the room, and then Christ coming to Thomas and Thomas falling on his knees and saying, "My Lord and my God." And Christ says, you know, put your finger here in my side, into my hands, see and believe. And there's nothing wrong with that, because certainly we can never hear this enough. You know, for many of us, seeing is believing. For many of us, we need to be able to see Christ. We need to be able to taste Christ, you know, and that's one of the glories of the sacraments. And the sacraments don't just appeal to our intellect. The sacraments appeal to our senses. That in the sacraments, you're actually going to feel the water of baptism, the oil of confirmation. You're going to have the hand upon your head for absolution. Or you're actually going to be able to taste and see the goodness of the Lord in the Eucharist, as the psalmist says. So the sacraments really are, they're physical and they're interactive. And seeing is believing. And that is important. And how do we have the sacraments? Through the priesthood. You know how we have the sacraments? Through the Holy Spirit, which is breathed out upon the bishops, our apostles. And then after that, into what we now know as the Catholic priesthood, through Jesus Christ. Saying all that and having all that there, it's important to remember that during the Easter season, we're going to be reading from the Acts of the Apostles in the first reading. And what's important to remember is that the Acts of the Apostles, this is where they're learning how to be Christian. This is where they're learning how to be a church. This is where our first bishops, the apostles, are imparting what it means to be a Christian, not just what it means to be Jewish. And later on, not just what it means to be a Gentile follower, but how to be one body. And as we learn how to be one body, it's important to remember that when these were being written down, this is after years of being a body. That this wasn't, it wasn't as though St. Luke was sitting down and writing Acts of the Apostles, and then people were reading it and then learning what to go do. Is that he was recording what had already been done. He was recording in written tradition, the Bible, what was already happening through living tradition and was being passed on orally, in oral tradition from people to people, from bishop to bishop, person to person. So in this first reading, when you hear, they devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles, to the communal life, to the breaking of the bread, to the prayers. This is being written in retrospect. This has already been going on for years and years, for decades, actually, by the time that St. Luke writes it down. So he's writing this from a historical perspective, talking about what had been happening. Does this sound familiar? They devoted themselves to the teaching of the apostles and to the communal life and to the breaking of the bread and to the prayers. That's what we do, my brothers and my sisters, when we come together as one family, one body, one church. And this is what was going on before the New Testament scriptures were written. This is what was going on before St. Paul put a pen to paper. This is what was going on before even the gospel writers put a pen to paper, that the early Christians were learning how to live with one another in community. They were coming together to break bread with one another, to hear the readings, to pray, and to live this life of a Christian church. In the second reading from 1 Peter, you're going to hear St. Peter talking about, blessed be God the Father, you know, Christ is our hope who has risen from the dead. And as it goes on, you're going to hear him say these words, it's beautiful. Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet believe in him. Again, when Peter's writing this, this is years after, and the people he's writing this to, most of them had never actually laid eyes on Jesus when he was walking around earth in the flesh. And as the church grew and the communities grew, the number of people who were eyewitnesses continued to die off, that the church was growing with people who had never set eyes on Jesus in the flesh during his earthly ministry, had never set eyes on him during his resurrection appearances. This is being written to the young church, and he's affirming them for their love for God, even though they didn't get to walk with him like he did, like the apostles did. Does this sound familiar when it comes to the gospel now? Okay, we're constantly being affirmed for those who see and believe, those who don't see and believe. And what's really important, I think, to remember in these times is that the church didn't come out of the Gospels. The Gospels came out of the church. The church was, it was together, it was moving, it was growing, it was learning how to be a church, the early church, long before the Bible came together. And this is one of the reasons it's so important to be Catholic and that we can rejoice in being Catholic in that. That the church as a living body existed even before the New Testament did. And the New Testament's recording what was happening with the early church. And it doesn't record everything. Even at the end of this gospel, you're going to hear St. John say, now Jesus did many other things in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. This is why it's important to have the written tradition of the Bible, but also the oral and living tradition of the church. This is why you need both. Because they go hand in hand to reveal to us this risen and beautiful truth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to institute a church, because it's through the church, my brothers and my sisters, that we physically interact with Jesus Christ in the flesh, in the sacraments, in the priesthood, in one another, and that is a glorious and beautiful thing to celebrate during this Easter season. Fall on your knees and thank God that you're Catholic. What a privilege to get to interact with the body of Christ so intimately and so physically, just like the early Christians did. They are our brothers and sisters in the faith, and we are blessed to be part of this family. Happy Easter. May God bless you this week.
This podcast is brought to you by your friends at lifeteen.com.